All right, welcome back here on KWAD. This is a new segment that we're doing here. It's called Community Connections, and we're just reaching out to different organizations, to different businesses, people in the community who we just think have some pretty cool stories, and we want to share them. And we're joined here by Dolores Schwartz of the Wadena Roller Rink here to talk a little bit about that. Hey, Dolores, how's it going?
Going fine.
All right, and just talk a little bit. You guys have had this roller rink for a very long time. Just kind of talk about how that got started and when that got started.
My husband graduated from high school, and him and his brother decided they would build the roller rink. There was one in Wadena, a tent rink that came in every summer, and they decided that Wadena should have a permanent one, so they got some land from their dad, and they built it themselves, and that was the start of it.
And when did that happen?
1954.
1954. And just talk a little bit about how, when you guys, the first few years, and just getting that going, and just how it was for the community back then.
Oh. The 50s, 60s, the late 50s, 60s, and 70s were really good. We were open five nights a week, maybe six. We had private parties. We had an old-timers night on Tuesday night, and it was really busy.
In its heyday, just describe, you did a little bit already, but just describe what a typical night looked like.
Well, we had Friday nights where when we had like a trio skate, which is three people together, we had to have two circles, one going one way and one in the inside, because there were so many kids. It was very good.
Doing it for all those years, just talk about what's been your favorite memory of the roller rink.
Well, I think it's just the kids, they're so happy when they come. Even lately when we just opened up after we closed for the corona, they came in, they were so happy. Their parents thanked us for being open. Seems like it kind of gives the kids something to do.
And you talked a little bit there, just being closed during the pandemic for a little bit. Just talk about when you guys were first able to open up again and just what it's been like.
We had a few parties that I had booked in April, I think, or May. I don't remember. But there wasn't that many kids at them, and they were told they could wear their masks or whatever. Then we closed completely for the whole year. And let's see, we opened, this fall is when we opened for regular skating again, in the 1st of October.
And what's it been like to welcome people back into your doors and to see all those kids coming through, playing, making good memories again?
It's fun to see them because we've got some good kids out there. It's there's no really problem. Actually, we get the younger kids now and their parents, sometimes grandparents, and they skate. Some of the parents and grandparents skate. It's turned into more of a family thing. Years ago in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was kids, teenagers, college kids, and it just kind of went around, so now it's more families.
What's it been like seeing more families come in and kind of having that change to be more of a family affair? How fun is it to be able to see people of all ages enjoying the roller rink?
Well, that's fun, because we have so many grandchildren that have skated, and then the greats are skating now, and They're there all the time, and they call us Grandma and Grandpa, and half the kids call us Grandpa and Grandma. When they come up to the counter, they'll say Grandma, but it's fun.
And, you know, you talk about just the change that the roller rink has went on through the years. Putting you a little bit on the spot here, but just, you know, with the reopening again, what's the future look like for the roller rink in Wadena?
Oh, that's hard to say, because we're getting up there where we're going to have to quit eventually. And so far, we haven't found anybody that wants to run a roller rink. We've had a chance to sell the building, but it would not be a roller rink. And that's why we've hung on so long, because we would like to see a roller rink in Wadena someplace, if not there. But we don't have any, none of our family wants to. Maybe a couple of great-grandchildren would like to, but they're a little ways from being able to run it.
You mentioned it there, just the call to say this is a, you know, just even whether it's not in that spot, but just having a roller rink in Wadena, having something like that where families can go to, how important is it to have that for the community for years to come?
Oh, I think it is, because the more electronics they get, the more the kids just sit and or have a phone up to their ear. Or, well, even out there sometimes they'll sit and they'll be talking on their or texting on their phone to the kid right next to them. And I think we need the communication so much more.
You know, like you said, trying to figure out what the next stage is for the roller rink here. But in the meantime, you know, where can people come check you out? You guys still are open. Just talk about all the services you guys have right now for people to go check out.
Well, we have private parties, church groups, Girl Scouts we have in November, and mostly birthday parties, some church groups, whatever kind of group. We've had some school classes come. just whoever wants to have a party.
And what are your hours, and where is where's the roller rink for you people to go check out?
It's north on 71 from Holiday, north about a mile maybe, mile and a half on the left side. Just when you come to Wadena sign, it's you got to turn left into the roller rink.
And when are you guys open?
Friday night, 7:30 to 9:30, and then we book the parties almost any time. Most of them are Saturday afternoons from 1 to 3 or 2 to 4, some Sunday afternoons. I've had Girl Scouts or something after school, so it's like I say, whatever we can fit in and they can fit in.
All right, well, it's a pretty cool place up there on north of Wadena there on 71, the Wadena Roller Rink. We're talking with Dolores Schwartz here. Dolores, it was great to have you on the program to talk about a historic building here in Wadena. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.